the Crimson Fist, mech warrior folk hero of the Succession Wars. Folk tales are a part of the human soul. They have existed at every stage of human development, from cave and campfire to jump ship and stars. Creating, sharing, and passing on these kinds of stories is a basic human need, no matter what realm you may belong to. The Inner Sphere, and its centuries of history, contains innumerable tales such as this, from strange occurrences out in the void of space, to local tales of megafauna impossible to find. This tale is of an unknown mech warrior and their legendary machine, the Crimson Fist. The Crimson Fist is a Charger, CGR-1A1, a much maligned mech due to its pitiful armament despite its remarkable speed and melee punch. It was first recorded serving in the final years of the Third Succession War as the Federated Suns bore down on their hated foe, the Capellan Confederation. In this late-stage battle on a forgotten border world, a company of Davian light and medium-class machines surrounded a doomed garrison base. In a desperate bid to break through and escape, the base commander activated their last reserve battle mechs, among them an aged Charger. They say the commander himself took to the field in that assault-class scout mech and ran at full speed into the enemy line, shattering joints and crushing cockpits with the mech's heavy battle fist. His berserker charge opened a gap in the enemy line, and the garrison poured through in a mad fighting escape. The heroic commander and his mech survived the battle and escaped with his forces, its fist so covered in Myomer viscera that it was practically painted red. And so, the name was given. As the Confederation continued to lose battle after battle and world after world, the story of the Crimson Fist spread, growing in popularity as desperate soldiers grasped any and all kinds of hope. The Fist made another appearance on a different losing battlefield, this time under the command of an inept general, impotently ordering charge after charge, hoping that large numbers of light machines would break the enemy line. As yet another charge closed on the Davian forces, the Fist emerged among them. Presumably the same machine, now with its battle fist painted a bright, bloody red. Once again it swiftly tore into the enemy line, savagely bludgeoning anything within its arm's reach. It turned the tide. The defenders rallied around the 80-ton assault mech and pushed the enemy back to their landing zone. This victory cemented the Fist's legend in both the Confederation as well as the Federated Suns. Soon the Fist was spotted everywhere. A beacon of hope to one side and a harbinger of woe to the other. In the final actions of the war, the Crimson Fist was credited with many accolades, slaying battlefield commanders, breaking lines, and falling in heroic last stands, though few sightings were ever verified. Time and again, Davian propaganda would celebrate the fall of the Fist, trumpeting its broken husks among the fallen, only for the Fist to rise again. To this day, Davian mech warriors are told to beware, for the mech with the bloody hand is a bringer of death. The Crimson Fist disappeared at the end of the Third Succession War, and no mech with its likeness was ever reported in any post-war armory. The Fist became a tale told by wizened veterans to new recruits and children to entertain and inspire. When the Fourth Succession War began, the Crimson Fist remained absent, but its story and spirit lived on. On some remote fronts, spirited mech warriors painted their mech's hand red to invoke the spirit of the Fist and quickly find glory and death in battle. The Crimson Fist remains a sensational story, a folktale hero, and an inspiration to many in the Capellan Confederation. To all who hear and listen, the Fist now represents the indomitable will of the Capellan people in the face of impossible odds.